U.S. immigration officials just signaled tougher reviews for citizenship applicants, sharpening the focus on what counts as good moral character. A new USCIS memo calls for a more rigorous, holistic, case-by-case evaluation. It defines moral character through behavior, adherence to societal norms, and positive contributions, not just the absence of crimes. Experts say that vagueness gives officers more discretion and could make legal immigration harder. One scholar notes this isn't a total break from past practice, but it does invite subjective interpretations of a fuzzy concept. According to the reporting, the change lands amid broader crackdowns in Trump's second term. That includes a large-scale deportation push, threats to strip citizenship from some naturalized Americans, and new social media screening for posts flagged as anti-Semitic, used as potential grounds to deny visas and green cards. Back in his first term, Trump also expanded removals to people an immigration officer judged to be risks to public safety or national security. Good moral character has been part of naturalization law since 1790. What's new is the added burden to show positive attributes. The memo cites family caregiving, responsibility and ties in the United States, educational achievement, and long-term community involvement. A USCIS spokesperson says officers should account for contributions like community involvement, achievements, and financial responsibility, arguing citizenship should go to the best of the best. Critics counter that the guidance is so loose, it's ripe for arbitrary enforcement. They note many birthright citizens wouldn't meet such achievement bars if they had to apply today. What do you think? Should positive contributions weigh more in naturalization decisions? Or does this open the door to arbitrary outcomes? Comment respectfully, follow for updates, and share this with someone who cares about immigration policy.